Recorded live in Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show, where two jamokes drink and rate craft beer while they chew the fat about the world of hard rock and heavy metal, followed up by one-on-one interviews with veterans and newcomers in the industry. I'm your official announcer, Joey Clams, and here to introduce themselves is tonight's special guest.
This is Oney Logan, and I give you the right to rock.
Without further ado, here are two co-hosts who are so metal, they use aluminum foil for toilet paper. It's Genghis and Ragman.
All is calm, all is bright.
I know, I whatever.
I'm scatting.
It's fucking
it's bebop.
It's lyric schmerics. I'll make my own fucking lyrics.
Improvise.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That was beautiful, right?
Why are we fucking doing this? Hi, Paisan.
I'm doing all right over there.
Fucking New Year's Eve.
Thank you, John.
It was a song off of his album, wasn't it?
Shit. I took a page out of your playbook.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Fuck, these guys are so gracious. When you compliment, they're all giddy. Like, hey, yeah. So, anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. We're here fucking New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. We got the clock ticking over there.
The clock is ticking. The Big Ben over there.
Yeah, but we're in time. Well, not in Times Square. We're in fucking what's that? London Square.
London Square.
Where Big Ben is.
Piccadilly Square.
What do we call it? Piccadilly's.
Piccadilly's.
Let's go to the buffet. It was Piccadilly, right?
Piccadilly Cafe, cafeteria, whatever they used to be.
Let's go to the buffet.
We always met my mom be like, we're going to Piccadilly's. We're like, fuck yeah. Child's played fish. Fuck yeah.
I used to get the fucking steak with the little fucking cheese and bacon on it. That's pretty good.
That was good shit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like Salisbury steak with chicken and... Oh, not chicken. Salisbury steak with fucking bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
And like chives.
Chives. It's always the chives, dude.
You like the chives.
The green shit chopped on top.
Hey, kid, you want the chives?
And I got extra chives.
I give you the chives.
So, here we are. We're getting ready for the new year.
No, I didn't get sour cream.
Don't ask. He's going somewhere.
Chef sauce.
This motherfucker.
No, we didn't. Didn't give it the chef sauce.
Anything he makes me with sauce, not eating.
Anything with sauce behind it, I'm not touching. Yeah.
It's like hot dogs don't need mayonnaise. I don't know why you keep serving it to me that way.
John, I know this has been like a tradition all year, but could we actually have the video started when we start the show? That would be kind of nice. We'd appreciate that.
Hey, you did start it. Wow.
You're welcome, motherfucker.
Thanks, bro. That's the boy. That's his son, right?
Yeah. Udo Jr.
That's his son, Judo. Udo and Judo.
Judo, Mudo, Dundo.
And Kudo.
I think that's his grandson.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know. That dude looks young.
Still, playing with his fucking dad or granddad is awesome.
Do not disturb.
He's like, don't fuck
with
me.
What is that about? He's like, this is very clever.
This is very
clever. I will do this for video.
He's ready to fuck us up, Holmes?
Oh, no. His son's a drummer. He looks young.
Is he trying to trick us to look like he's spinning those sticks, but he's really just...
No shit. It's like trick photography. he's blow everybody away, Jim.
He's got all the little propellers in his hands. Spinning.
Udo's like, he's a chip off the old block, Blockenstein.
Chip off the old Stein.
Blockensteiner. We're so fucking stupid.
Right, he's like...
That dude's not even old enough to drink.
It's
Germany, right?
It's just cough syrup. Everybody takes the cough syrup.
He gives him water.
He's like, yeah, mein Kommandant.
Everybody else getting wasted. That dude's good. The guitar player over there.
That dude with the striped guitar? Oh, the other dude? Senior Vest?
Oh, actually, both of them were good. The whole band's badass, actually.
You should check him out, dude.
I did. We will, Holmes.
Exactly.
If you're not too much of a pussy again.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little labia-ish. No,
my clitoris is like grown a few inches already.
I'm getting a white on, Holmes.
A white
on. All right.
I heard somebody call them P-flaps.
P-flap. Fuck the beef curtains, Holmes.
I like that even
classic better. Schoolyard shit right there.
Fucking pea curtains.
The roast beef sandwich.
Beef curtains and pea flaps.
Looks like a bulldog eating a jelly donut. I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
It's funny, well,
we've been drinking too much fucking tonight. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cool
What's
thing
wrong
is,
with the film?
I know, so everything's coming to
the
hell.
The whole fucking thing's fucked. He's like, this is why you got it for free, you bastard.
Then it's like Prince of Darkness is like the big leg coming through this fucking
thing. Holy shit.
Oh,
finally, the camera's fixed. Okay, this is what I paid for.
It's so I can see a bunch of iPhones.
I didn't see this at the Scout Bar.
The Scout Bar's
there was
like...
no curtain, Holmes.
Scout Bar's like half the size of the stage.
You know shit.
That looks kick-ass, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, this is looking pretty sweet, dude.
It was funny when the Metal Munchkin and I went and saw this at the Scout Bar.
She did.
I was like, that guy's your grandfather's age about.
I probably tripped her out. Like, holy shit.
I was like,
you imagine your dad.
Yeah, you imagine your papa up there? She's like, no, I don't. No, no. Not going to happen.
He's like, you're ruining my night.
Exactly. Damn, Udo's sons is fucking getting after back there on the drums.
He's beating the shit out of them skins, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, he's doing it like he's got a fucking vengeance.
I think his name's Sven.
Sven?
I think so.
That's awesome, Holmes. Sven Hoek.
Dude, it was they were Sven's badass.
Brother Holmes. Well, as usual, I mean, we can play a tune real quick, and then we can talk about. It's not really a topic per se, but
let's go Dirk Schneider.
Yeah, we use the usual Dirk Schneider.
Okay, so anyway, about I guess back last year, and we mentioned this on the last show. It was one of my kisses, concert wise, was. I think Udo went on tour doing a. I think the name of the tour is Back to the Roots. And he went back, and all he was doing was playing Accept songs. He said, okay, I'm going to do this tour. I'm going to play Accept songs, and I'm done. No more. And then he's like, you know what? That went so well. I'm going to do it one more time, but this is it. I promise this time. I mean, it's funny how these artists say, you know what? I'm not doing this again. I promise. So you better come out and see me this time. Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Jerry. They call everybody Jerry. And so anyway, but a great show. So anyway, Udo came out with this live CD set along with DVD of the show he did last year. That was fucking phenomenal. So I'm going to tell you what we're watching here. It's a good package. I think it came out on Nuclear Blast. No, AFM, sorry. It's called Live Back to the Roots Accepted. So, again, if you guys get a chance to see this, I highly recommend it because they're fucking on fire, man. It was a great show. I really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, I didn't get to say for the whole thing because the Metal Munchkin got sick. So
it's all good.
But when you and I go, we won't have that problem.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We'll tell her, you better suck it up, kid.
You're like a big fucking handful of Tums. Take that and get ready.
Take that. So, how about we play some, how about Live Accept?
Sounds cool.
Or not Live Accept, sorry, Live Dirk Schneider.
Dirk Schneider.
One of my favorite songs from the Dirk Schneider era of Accept. How about Neon Knights? So anyway, You thirsty?
I definitely am.
You parched?
Definitely.
All right, let's do this. Excited about this one, aren't you?
Yeah. I saw this in the store and I was like, what? I did the thing where, like, you're walking and, like, in the cartoons where they turn and look at something and their head stays still while they keep on walking. Their neck stretches out because it's like, hello. Here
we go. I got it. We hadn't done a cork beer in a while, so I don't know if I can do this in the...
Try not to break anything.
Like sweet magic.
I'm afraid you're enjoying that a little too much.
Sweet magic holes.
I don't know what that is.
Let's get it on. Yeah, let's get it on.
Easy, buddy.
I can turn that off. This is a metal show. All right. Oh, shit. Fuck me.
Look at you. You're like a child. Now this, while he's fucking up over there, I'll read what we got here. This is the Golden Drock. We've had the Golden Drock before, obviously. It's been a while since we had those, the Pirat and the Golden Drock, all those classics. We haven't had the Quack or any of those other awesome beers in quite a long time. But those are back in our early days, and we're going back to this one. This one is a special one, though. This is the Golden Drock Barrel Aged Calvados. And it's a quadruple that's 10.4%. And let me read a little something off of there. What it is it's their usual, their 9,000 quad, but it's been aged in apple brandy barrels. So I'm a little excited about that one. Like I said, we're big fans of the old Golden Drock from back in the day. It's like, I think it's a Belgian beer. I think Golden Drock, of course, means Golden Dragon. And it's like one of the oldest things they've got in the city. There's like an old, isn't there like an old church or something with a golden dragon at the top of it? That's sort of the inspiration for it.
I gotta say, it's probably one of my favorite Belgians. Oh, even over the Quack.
Oh, fuck yeah. And they've been around a long time is the point, and they know how to make a good beer. I mean, imagine a quad on its own is already amazing. But then you start barrel-aging that sucker, that's when you start getting into some crazy territory.
Hey, did you spooch on yourself getting all excited over that beer?
No.
I know there's a wet spot. It's not spooch.
Want a bet?
Yeah, I'll take the fucking bet because I fucking spilt the beer on.
I know what it is. Yeah, you dipshit. All right. Let me mute that.
Dude, thank you. That motherfucker, man, he's so weird. He swears, oh, I'm heterosexual.
It's all freaking you out.
Yeah, he gets all pissed off when you call him names.
He imply fruitiness?
No shit. He's like, hey, dude, if you swing the other bat, that's fine. Just tell us.
Just come clean.
He's like, what's that mean?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's
all passive-aggressive about it.
He goes, what's with all the sports references?
I know. He's like, I haven't played sports in a
while. He doesn't even know what's going on. He's all confused.
Silly bastard.
Why is he speaking German?
Because he's German, Holmes.
Oh, he just spoke English. Yeah, that dude's a little weird there, but he's a good guitar player.
He
was doing that smiling shit the whole time. I'm like, dude, don't even look at me when you're smiling and playing guitars. It's creeping me the fuck out. But he's a good guitar player.
Fuck yeah, they sound really good. The bottle is typical Golden Drock, you know, simple little sort of a paper label over it, but it's...
it looks classy.
It looks classy. It looks like it's old school. It looks like comes from a legit brewery, and it does, believe me. They've got a history. Let's take a look at this guy. I mean, that's a beautiful
kind of really is.
Reddish color.
Yeah, it's all looking.
And, I mean, and
look at that lacing.
That's
crazy.
Some serious fucking lacing. It's all thick and soapy.
I got a feeling this could be strong as fuck.
Yeah, I give this a 4. Oh, D, aroma real quick.
Total Belgian. Nice. You know it's Belgian.
Isaac Belgian. A little bit, you can smell a little bit of the spiciness with the fruitiness mixed in.
Yeah.
3.5, maybe at least.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's hit it. Ooh.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, when that warms up, it's going to be amazing. I mean, it's already great.
I wonder when it warms up if it's going to get too alcoholy, though.
That's a good question. It might. It might start to feel more
I got a bad feeling. When this thing gets warm, the alcohol is going to just fucking hit you right in the kisser.
Right in the poo-poo?
Yeah. God, they sound fucking awesome, man.
They do, dude.
This is shot well, too.
Yeah, it looks great.
I think we need to do a petition. For every live record, you better have a fucking accompanying DVD. Doesn't have to be Blu-ray.
I know.
DVD.
Doesn't have to be, because I don't think this is Blu-ray. I think this is DVD.
No, this is regular DVD.
Yeah, it looks like it's upscale, but it still looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Even on this giant TV, man. So, 2018 is coming upon us, eh?
Yes.
Are you fucking ready for it?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of promise after how well 2017 went.
That's the thing you have to wonder is like, oh, shit, as good as it was, music-wise, can it only go down from here? Or do you think, is it possible to get even better? Because that would be amazing.
Well, I mean, one already highlight we have tickets for.
The big
and
show.
There's a new record coming up.
A really big shoe.
A really big shoe. The Priest.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Got the brand new record coming out. They got the brand new coming out. I couldn't believe the tour. They're already selling tickets for a show that's going to happen in April.
Fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
It's fucking crazy.
And even better, you're burying the leader. Even better, who's opening?
Saxon.
Motherfucking Saxon, dude.
And Black Star Riders.
Fuck yeah, dude. This is going to be an incredible show.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
I
badass.
I don't even think you even realize. And it's going to be at the Smart Financial Center?
Yes.
It's like one of the newer venues in town.
True.
And you've been there. You've seen a show or two there. What do you think? A good
not
venue?
Impressed.
Not a great venue for...
I don't like it. Oh, I saw ZZ Top there. That's it. But I'm going to go see Dennis DeYoung and Night Ranger.
Oh, okay.
Here
same show or
January.
Two more shows?
It's together.
Oh, wow.
And they're pretty good seats. But, I mean, Dennis DeYoung doing Styx classics, that could be kind of cool.
Is he opening or is...
He's a headliner.
Oh, so Night Ranger, it's going to be kind of a difference in music,
right.
But still.
So I love the Night Ranger, you know that.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
So, and they never disappoint when they play live. Dennis DeYoung, I'm a little bit nervous about, but I've seen some pictures.
Yeah.
And it looks like he has a bunch of Styx clones. I mean, the guys that look like Tommy Shaw and James Young, but younger now.
Oh, weird to play in the band.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to give the sort of feel like you're back in an old Styx show.
Probably so, and he's probably giving them a big fuck you.
And he's wearing a big fucking wig to look like a long hair from the old days.
No, he's got the little, looks like an opera singer, really.
Oh, fuck
it. Be honest with you.
He's not going to look like that other motherfucker that was doing keyboards for Styx when they came through.
Oh, that dude was fucking
The piano fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's called the piano
control,
fucker.
Man.
Bobby piano fucker.
No shit.
Oh, this is a killer.
Oh, you digging this, huh?
I was getting into it, Holmes.
Fuck yeah. I mean, that's the way it was live, man.
I'm just hoping that we can raise enough money to get that dude a shirt.
No shit. What, the guitar player guy?
Yeah. You see, like, you know, people throw things on the stage. People throwing T-shirts. Like, put it on.
Put it on, dude.
He's like, fuck you.
He's like, I've got the six-pack to show.
And it's, like, fucking painted on, like, 300.
No shit. It's like that shirt. It's like a tight, like... skin-colored shirt to make it look like he's got a six-pack.
That'd be awesome if Udo's wearing one.
Well, fucking Udo needs... He's got that one-pack working like I got.
Me too, dude. I got the kegger.
Shit. I look like Udo right now. I need to go work out. Holmes.
Completely, dude. That's what I look like. So anyway, so we've got them coming, Judas Priest. Any other major shows that you know of coming? I know Camelot, right? It's coming in May.
Camelot's coming in May.
They're fucking phenomenal.
Which I think they're still milking the last dragon. I wouldn't say milk, but it's kind of interesting because
It wasn't last year. It was like the year prior. So they've been on the tour for this for 3 years for the Karma record. For real? Come on. I mean, we didn't have time to write another record with me, too. And so much.
They
right?
keep touring. Like 7 years are still doing the fucking tour.
It's doing blazing great business. So has it gone silver yet? No, not yet. We're working on that.
Silver. It's called aluminum.
Aluminum. We got some Reynolds wrap in the mail, right?
We're pretty excited. I'm just
we got our Reynolds wrap award.
We're excited. I just went copper. And we're about to play our 8th year of touring for this album. That would be awesome.
I mean, is the tour, is it like, is there a symbolization of something special happening, or they just coming back on that same tour we saw 2 years ago, which will be the 3rd year? No, 3 years ago. Sorry.
Like fucking Metallica did with Injustice for All. Didn't they play for like 2 or 3 years straight?
But that thing sold gazillions.
Yeah, so maybe that's
wrong. This has sold hundreds. I don't want to be a dick. I love Camelot.
I love Camelot, dude. But great.
I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's weird. I guess, you know, if people keep coming to shows, why stop, I guess.
But, I mean, again, look at it. It's May, and then the tour's not, I mean, the tour's not until May, and it's, we're right. about to hit January.
Right,
so.
And typically what you do is you parlay all the excitement of people seeing you live from right. the previous album. They see you live, and they're so jazzed up, they're ready for, like, a new album.
Well, maybe
that.
A new record's going to be out by the time they get here.
I hope so. That would be good for them.
But something's telling me no. Because, dude, the tickets went on sale for this like fucking 6 months ago. I'm like, who sells tickets in May?
You're all freaking
June
out.
Of the fall of the year previous. It's almost a year that these tickets have been on sale.
You're freaking out.
Like, there's such a demand, mate.
You're freaking out like you're their accountant. Like, this doesn't make any sense, dude. We're going to lose money, you fucks.
He's like, why are these tickets on sale? I said, there's such a demand, mate. We want to add that second show because you've only sold 10.
And you sold 20 seats, and that's and half of these are to your family.
No shit.
And they're all just fucking IOUs for the ticket.
Hey, let's play some. Why don't we play some Camelot off
yeah,
the last
Yeah, we're
record?
Giving them shit. It's like, let's show them how awesome Camelot
they
is.
They are fucking awesome. And we bust balls because we hadn't heard of a new record being announced. But let's do it. A little DC.
Let's do it. About some of the bigger shows.
Did we rate this beer? I don't think so.
Oh, well, I think we did the first two. Let's, so for mouthfeel and for taste. Taste is pretty good.
3.5, maybe.
3.5, and then
it's not blowing me away, but I like it.
Right. Mouthfeel, maybe also 3.5.
I like the darker one better.
Yeah, overall, I'd give them a 3.5, maybe.
Yeah, 3.5. Straight across the board.
Cool, fair enough. Now, what I want to par.
Oh, is he doing the Metal God walk? Oh, I thought he was.
No, he's just having a stroke.
He's like, son, you better not miss a beat on these drums.
But I'm interested in a lot of the cool albums coming out. There are a lot of good albums coming.
So what's coming out that you know?
Including, I don't know how you feel about this, but a new Loudness.
Roundness?
Yeah, they're coming out with one in, what is it, February? January.
I've heard some of the stuff they've done since they've gotten back together with Menorah.
Yeah.
I have not been.
Not been impressed? Oh, man. Thought you'd be all over it.
Well, I mean, it's. When I hear. I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
Coming now.
The early stuff was really heavy, and then they did Disillusion.
Huh?
Which was their last record in Japanese before they start singing in English.
Mm-hmm. How much English do you need to say, "We are around us"?
We are around this. And, I mean, I dug the stuff. I dig the new stuff. No, I was digging some of the stuff in Japanese, but I liked... The first two records were awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then the album they did with Michael Vessero, Soldier of Fortune, that was a good record, too.
All right.
Since they've been back with Menorah, it's been a little bit different. The direction's changed. And, I mean, I don't expect the guys to make Thunder and East, you know, 20 times.
Right, exactly.
But I'd like to see some of that melody kind of coming back. And in, who knows, maybe the last record or two has been more like that. I just have not heard it, to be honest. If they come tour, I would love to see them live. I saw them back in the day.
Right.
And they were fucking awesome.
Nice.
They played with Keel.
Oh,
what a show that was.
But that was a good show.
Oh, it was fucking awesome. So, no, I would definitely give it a chance, and I do want to hear it. But to say I'm over the moon about it, I don't know. What I would be over the moon about is if there was a new, like, Van Halen or something like that.
Right. That makes sense.
And I don't see that happening.
No, I've heard no peep from that camp about that stuff.
No.
I do hear, though, there's a new Ty Tabor album coming in January.
I've heard a track off that.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Ty is your boy. He's our boy from King's X. Great guitarist. Good songwriter. Good voice. Good look. Good drummer. Good look. Stubby peeps.
Well, last time we talked to Doug Pennick, Doug said they were working on a new King's X record, too.
That would be sweet.
And I think King's X is coming in January at Scale Bar.
Oh, sweet. I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Also coming out, we've got Black Label Society is coming out with their Grimmest Hits, which I guess is just a way of saying we're going to give you more old music, Holmes.
We don't have time to write anything.
We will not discuss this. February, I'm looking ahead, we got Saxon's got a new album, Thunderbolt, coming out.
Yeah, that's coming out right before the Priest tour.
Nice. We've also got Angra. With Omni, that's coming out. Escape the Fate, I Am Human.
Is Kiko in that or no? Is it a new guitar player?
Let us see. For I Am Human, Escape the Fate?
Oh, I thought you said Angra.
Angra, yeah. Angra's got Omni coming out in February.
Who's on that, though?
We have got on y'all.
Yeah.
Looking the boys rocking it, Holmes. So we got the 2014 to the present. It talks of Secret Garden and Kiko's temporary split. So in November 2014, the band announced their eighth studio album, Secret Garden. It was released on December 17th in Japan and on January 16th, 2015 in Brazil and Europe. And in September 19th, 2015, Anger performed at Rock in Rio with special guests Doro Pesch and Dee Snider. A third surprise guest was also announced mid-show, guitarist Marcelo Barbosa, who was revealed as Loreo's touring replacement because Kiko had joined Megadeth earlier that year. So, I mean, they basically had a full band going. No reason they couldn't just go ahead and start writing some material, and I guess that's what they've done with Omni, which comes out, like I said, in January or February of this year.
Well, you know, I noticed in January, Mystic Prophecy,
right,
has their brand new record, Monuments Uncovered, which is a very eclectic collection of covers that they're doing. One of them is I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
No, you're fucking kidding.
Oh, dude. If we can get our hands on it, we'll play it right now. But
that sounds insane, dude.
Oh, dude, it's funny. We'll play it. I saw a video for it.
I have no doubt that it'll get played.
Just like ice, there's a cold, lonely light that shines from you. You're wild up like the
So, also next up the line, we got in March, that is.
All right, Mice and Men, you mentioned them. They got the new record coming out, Defy.
That's true. They're doing a cover of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. So Ministry is coming out with America Can't.
They're out of retirement once again to record.
Right.
Hey, who's retired more in their career, Kiss or Ministry?
It's hard to say.
I'm not sure.
But
or the Scorpions.
Suicidal Tendencies got an EP coming out. Get your fight on.
Is Trujillo, is he like jumping ship from Metallica to go back to that?
One has to wonder. I'm not quite sure, but I do know that Suicidal Tendencies got an EP coming out, as well as Miles Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, he's been talking about that for a long time.
Right, Year of the Tiger is out.
And, dude, fucking Dimmu Borgir's coming out with the Interdimensional Summit EP. Dude, it's been like 3 or 4 years since they've done a record. Why are they coming out with an EP? Does that piss you off?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not going to ruin my life, but yeah, it seems kind of fucked up.
It might ruin your life.
It just
fucking ruins everything.
Give it a chance, you bastard.
But, I mean, what the fuck, dude? They've been out for, they've been gone for a long time now.
Yeah.
So why is it taking this long to do, we only do 3 songs, that's all we could do.
It's a reasonable question.
It's been 5 years, but, I mean, we were busy.
I know, you bastard. So,
well, they're busy making that fucking badass video that we saw
last.
Dude, that was one of my kisses of 2017. I don't think we talked about, but dude, that video that they did was fucking amazing.
Fuck yeah,
with the orchestra and stuff.
Right,
you're like, I don't like these guys, but now I kind of do. I don't
now
know why.
I kind of have to change my mind.
I just started watching. It looks good.
Sweet.
Something I mentioned last show was Sons of Apollo are going to be touring. That's something to look forward to.
Right.
That'll be a fucking badass tour, man.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to put on a badass tour. I'm down with those guys.
Let's see. What else we got over here, Paisan?
Well, I think there's a bunch of bands that have material in production.
Michael Schenkerfest.
Right, so no actual album announced, but, you know, we've got A Perfect Circle. We've got Ace Frehley, Alice in Chains, Amon Amarth. We've got, who else we got here? We got Anthrax. We've got...
Well, Anthrax has got that new DVD coming out in April.
Right.
But this Michael Schenkerfest is going to be pretty cool. He kind of did that video last year where he got all the singers. You know, we talked about this on the last show, where how would it be cool for Ozzy to get Jakey Lee and Zakk Wylde to do a tour.
Sure.
Michael Schenker said, I think it's cool if I could get all the vocalists that sing with me and go on tour with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a record with them. It's called Michael Schenkerfest.
Oh, wow.
It's called Resurrection.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down with that coming out.
So Miles Kennedy, Year of the Tiger. I saw towards the end of this year, I saw Alter Bridge with Sons of Texas and All That Remains. And, dude, Alter Bridge just fucking firing on all cylinders. Saw him in Houston earlier in the year. One is impressed, but really, really dug him when I saw him in Oklahoma. So... Looking forward to his solo record. I think it'd be kind of interesting to see what direction he goes in with that. He said it was going to be more of a songwriter type thing, but I'm sure it's going to have some heavy vibes. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. I'm hip.
And then we got the new Priest coming out.
Definitely.
As far as that sound listed.
We've got that.
I think that's done.
Is it?
I want to say it's done.
Certainly smart to do that to sort of coincide with the tour.
And it's been a while since Alice in Chains had a record out.
Yep, that's right. And so we've got also some Killswitch Engage. We've got some new Metal Church, some new Mick Mars, some new Mushroom Head, some new...
Killswitch.
Yep. We've got some new Napalm Death, some new...
Last in Line doing a new record. What do you think of that? Did you like the last one that they did?
Well, it was all right.
It didn't blow you away.
No.
Were you thinking it was going to be like the old band and stuff with have more of that Dio sound? Or I don't think it had much of that original Dio sound, to be honest. Do you?
No, I don't guess so. I mean, I take the lead on that one. I mean, what would you expect anyway, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Vivian didn't write all those riffs.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess Ronnie probably wrote a lot of the music. I think Ronnie was very instrumental in writing much of the music. But
sure.
They did get Phil Suzan to play bass. He's now in the band.
All right.
So that's pretty cool. So it's the original band plus Phil Suzan and Eric Norlander on keyboards.
Nice. Norlander.
Well, I guess Eric took the spot of Claude Schnell.
Oh, okay.
Claude Schnell left.
Yep.
I've had enough, right?
I'm really growing tired of all this.
I'm not doing this anymore.
You've got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle.
And he left right prior to Jimmy Bain passing away.
Okay.
But they had that record, Heavy Crown, that came out in 2016. Not a bad record, just, I don't know. I think I was expecting more. I think I was thinking more of that real classic Dio sound.
Right.
And I think on a few tracks, maybe they kind of got there. But I don't know. I don't think they hit it. But for a second record,
yeah,
I'd be down. I'd be down with checking that shit out. I've always been a Phil Suzan fan, so it's cool he's in.
Sure.
I was wondering if Jeff Pelson would join back in, but it looks like he may be producing the record.
Ah, okay. And he's done producing before, right?
Well, yeah. Jeff played Dio for a little while. He played with Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Back on right. Strange Highways.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's pretty sweet. Also, too, we've got new stuff coming out from Between the Buried and Me. We've got some Breaking Benjamin, for those who are interested. Bullet from My Valentine. Some Children of a Bodom. We've got some new Rob Zombie Holmes.
Bobby Zombie?
Some new Rats. Some new Queensryche. Some new Powerwolf.
So they're expecting Ozzy. Rats can get their shit together?
I hope so. We've also got some new... look at you. Well, we've got some new... for those who care, a new Devil Driver. But Diamond Head, as you know, signed up on Megadeth's label, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're real excited
on
about that.
What, on... Elvis's label or what?
I think it's. I thought it was on. Doesn't Mustaine have a label?
I don't think so. I know Elvis does. He told us on our show.
Maybe that's it then. But I did see that was they were signing up. So that's pretty exciting.
I'll tell you what. One of the things I'm looking most forward to hearing is the new George Lynch, Jeff Pilson, Mick Brown project with Robert Mason on vocals.
Uh huh.
You look so excited.
Well, I mean,
if you're not going to fall asleep, I mean, I think you would be maybe jumping up and down over that.
Really? You think so?
Dude, Robert Mason? Second Lynch Mob record?
Yeah, I know.
You got Pilson and Mick Brown? It's docked with Robert Mason on vocals.
That's probably as good as you could ask for. It's true.
It's called Superstroke. And he can hit the notes.
That's what I was going to say. Knowing that Don can't do it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to rag Don. I mean, I might, but...
I was going to say, you want to rag.
I don't want to.
He makes you.
And no one's putting a gun to my head, but I'm not being forced to do this. But I will say, I saw this Hair Metal Holiday in Dallas here recently. And, Doc had played. Ira Black was a fucking monster.
Nice.
And, dude, his hair. So beautiful. His locks are so beautiful.
Silky smooth.
They were. You're like, look at that guy's hair. You weren't even watching him rip. You're like... His hair.
Yeah. It's
dude,
beautiful.
I mean, if Crystal Gill had a twin brother, it'd be Ira Black. Am I right?
But I'm sure you're right.
They did. I think Mick Brown was like doing the one-liners on the drums. And they were kind of funny, but kind of not.
Uh-huh.
But he was trying, right? So
sure.
He was like, yeah, this guy takes a shower. He uses a whole bottle of shampoo. Oh! So...
Moving on, we've got...
no, they've got this band called Superstruck coming out.
So we've got new stuff coming from...
Are you done with that?
Yeah, totally. We got Doro. We've got some Enough's Enough.
We got yeah, I did talk to Chip at that Hair Metal Holiday. Mm-hmm. The new record's in the can, and he will be on the show as soon as the new record's out.
Nice. We've also got some new Extreme. We've got some new Flotsam and Jetsam.
Have you ever seen Extreme live?
No, I would love to.
That's a band I'd love to see live.
Exactly. I would love to see that, especially with Nuno in. But also we got new Gus G, some new Ghosts, some new Tool, some new Udio, some new Thought Chamber, believe it or not.
Who?
Thought Chamber? Or maybe within a Thought Industry.
Oh, Thought Industry. Yeah. I saw Threat Signal released a brand new record towards the end of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Remember them?
I don't remember that. I didn't hear that.
You don't remember them?
I think did you play me something from it?
Oh, dude, we interviewed George, the drummer there. Oh, he's not with the drummer anymore.
Right.
But when early on, they were fucking... They were like early All That Remains.
They were fucking...
Real heavy. Melodic death metal stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Watch we dug that shit. Yeah. But, so, yeah, I saw that was coming out. What else you got over there?
We got some new Seven Dust, some new Sebastian Bach, some new Scorpions.
Scorpions?
According to this, maybe it might be a reissue. We got new Skid Row. We got new Slayer. Some new Soulfoss. Some new Soilwork.
Soilwork, I like it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I need to be all about the Soilwork. Been a while. New Ghost. New Flotsam and Jetsam. We've also got some, as you said, the new Judas Priest. We've also got, let me see here. We got some new Whitesnake. I'm not sure anybody cares about that.
Well, they're touring Foreigner this year. Would you go to that?
Who? Whitesnake?
Yeah, Whitesnake. They're touring with Foreigner.
Oh, nice.
But I don't know who's singing in Foreigner now. Is it still Kelly Hansen, or did Lou Gramm come back? Because I heard Lou Gramm was doing dates with him.
Nice. I'd be down with that.
Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's none of it.
I guess they made some amends or whatever.
Somebody's got to. We also got new Wasp, new Voivod, new, let's see. This is obviously don't look like albums that we're familiar with. We've got also some Jen Majura, some, we know, like you said, the Judas Priest, the Camelot's coming, Hoobastank. Halloween, some of the obvious ones that you used to see.
Well, the new Wasp that's coming out, it's not really new, and I really want to see this, or watch this, or whatever. It's called Re-Idolize. He had this album that came out called The Crimson Idol.
Right.
A long time ago. And he actually shot a movie for the record. It's like a concept record type thing.
Nice.
Well, apparently, with the re-release of this, The Crimson Idol, that was made in 1992.
Right.
He did a movie, and the movie's going to be included for the first time with the record. So I'm really kind of excited to see that.
I'm hip.
First time ever. So it'd be kind of interesting to see if the movie's worth the fuck. If there was ever a band, I tell you what, let's listen to something off the Crimson Idol. Classic Wasp here. Yeah. And it's been kind of, I think it's almost been out of print for a long time. Why don't we do, it looks like the most popular song here was Dr. Rockter. It's been a long time since I've heard this record. I've got it, but I need to put it back in. So
Listen
to Dr. Rockter. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of this, is there? Let me ask you this, and this could be a, you know, kind of a semi-topic here. Is there a record that you would love to see by band see be made a movie? To me, it would be Abigail or Them, probably Them by King Diamond.
I'm hip to that. I'll buy that.
Because he actually, a long time ago on our old favorite radio station, KNAC, he talked about the whole concept behind Them. Uh-huh. And I liked it better than even the story behind Abigail. Because it was just really creepy and very, very cool. Tell you what, let's do a song off Them. Classic. I'm talking classic King Diamond. And I think he had been in talks with people to try to do a movie for this.
Right.
But it just never happened. So how about we do Welcome Home? Let's do it.
Yep.
Band that there's a record that was so badass, and they've talked about the concept behind it, and you said, fuck, I'd love to see that in a movie form.
I can't say there's any one album like that. I don't know what the deal is with Firepower. I don't suppose that's a solo album. I mean,
you want to see Nostradamus made in a movie.
If I can't have that, then I'll take the next best thing. No, I'm really interested to see, to be honest with you. I want to see that Richie Faulkner kid in action.
Which one?
Live. A Faulkner, right?
Yeah.
They go.
Hey, a teaser alert. We have on good... It's not totally confirmed, but we have pretty good feelings that we may be talking to Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest in the near term.
Nice.
He has said, I love the Genghis Ragman show, and I just have to be on that show.
Well, I guess we'll see how time plays out, right?
If you believe that, I have some a timeshare in Michigan I want to sell you. No, it looks like we may be talking to Richie. It's semi-confirmed at this point, but may have that surprise. That's something I'm really looking forward to in 2018 is getting to talk to somebody for Priest, not a longtime guy like KK or Glenn or
right.
Ian Hill or even Scott Travis. He's been in the band so long or, you know, we wanted Halford, but that just didn't happen.
I'm hip. I mean, well, what can you do, right?
Right, right. So,
but I think that's pretty good. Ah, shit.
You got a frog in the throat.
Shit.
Dude, that show's been canceled for over a year.
Fuck you.
Can you give... We have our podcast been going on for 12 years.
No shit.
I've got a podcast and I have 1,236 episodes already. How many do you have?
A couple hundred.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And I give you a break.
Is there a reason you had to butt in?
I just want to tell you, I'm going to be having a lifetime interview with Rob Halford Preston Dude when he comes out. So if you want to check out my show on Guardian or on Truck Nation, to be a part of that, you can check that out. You don't have to leave two assholes anymore.
Dude, we don't come on your show and fuck with you and call you an asshole or any of that stuff.
Well, maybe I was out of line.
Well, maybe you were. Maybe you were. Dude, we're just saying. We don't even talk about you until you come on our show. Annoy the shit out of us.
Oh, shit.
It hurts. You know, it's a broadcaster to a couple guys that could broadcast your way out of a paper box. It hurts. Because I'm a cat, I sell books, I'm an author, I'm a TV show host. Check out my new show on Access TV that's coming out in January. I have 5 shows with my volume. I have one show.
Oh my god, dude. Anybody that knows who you are, they know where to find you. We don't have to hear 150 fucking times a
That's
day.
That's why they make websites, where to
find
bro.
You. Yeah, exactly. Dude, just get on your website. If people want to find you, they'll find you.
I just say, I do 10 shows a week.
10? Dude, I thought you only worked Monday through Friday. So maybe you do 6 tops.
Man, I do so much more than you ever imagined.
Okay, we don't hit the fucking mute button, Genghis. I'm done.
Yeah, done.
Oh, fuck me.
The guy just goes on and on, man.
Totally.
He's like one of those fucking little dolls. It's like a little teddy bear. It's like a little gummy bear. You put it in water, and he just keeps on fucking growing, dude.
It's like the Chatty Cathy doll.
No shit. He never
you just keep winding that bitch up. Pull the cord. Pull the cord. Pull the cord.
So, in 2018, is there anything in particular, if we haven't mentioned it already, that you're looking forward to? And it can be anything. I mean, whether it's a DVD that's coming out.
Well, we'd love if Van Halen was going to do something. That would be the bomb.
Is there any word on that at all?
No. They're quiet as usual. AC/DC's going to be interesting.
Yeah?
You know something's going to happen. With Malcolm passing. But, I mean, where do you get to a point with AC/DC where, like, I kind of don't care anymore. Do you really want Axl Rose singing for AC/DC? I heard it was good, but I mean, I'd rather hear Brian Johnson. The last few things he did with Brian Johnson were very cool. Unless he's got the hearing problem. If he's got that and he's really out because of that, I'm cool with it and I'm okay to see someone else. But last time I saw Axl Rose actually sing, and this is prior to the Guns N' Roses reunion that I didn't really care to see. He sounded like shit, man. And that was a big reason why I said, you know what? I like Guns N' Roses. I liked one record from Guns N' Roses. Other than that, I wasn't a big fan. I'm not going to go pay tons of money to go see him play live.
I don't blame you for that. I wouldn't see him anyway, even if it was a tiny venue. I just can't see.
Well, I saw him back in the day. They were great. Whatever. I saw him twice in their heyday. They were good. But now, I think they're one of the most overrated bands in history. They had 2 fucking records. That's it. And then, they had the EP. But why are they so big? They played for 3 hours. That's awesome that they played for 3 hours, but they played a shitload of covers. Because they don't have enough material.
Right. And I don't know why we should think that they're going to have any more. At least enough to fill up a whole show. 2-hour show or something. Once this all kicks off again in the future. I mean, they'll only be older, right?
Right.
So,
and to me, there's so many other bands more deserving. But good for them. I mean, I'm not bitter. I don't want to sound like a bitter. But I just don't get it. I don't get it.
You will be getting it 30 minutes into the show, probably. I'm making an obscene gesture to you in case you're not sure what that means.
You fingering me?
Fisting, home.
Full metal right fist. On up there. So, Paisan, is there an album out there before we go to our classic? you can think of, like a concept. It'd have to be like a concept record that you'd love. You just like, ah, that would be a good movie. You would like Operation Mindcrime or something like that.
Oh, that would be the shit.
But I think them, I mean, well, you know me, I'm a horror movie fan, so I think them would be fucking awesome. What would it be? Would it be, is there anything newer out there, or would it be something more classic?
No, I think if you're going to do that, one thing that never really got done right, never got done at all, except maybe for a concert thing, but just a full-blown Cat Daddy production of Operation Mindcrime.
I would dig that.
Because it's a classic old...
And we're both going back to older records, so...
Yeah.
What we should do in a future show, maybe in the next year, in 2018, is look at, is there anything newer out there, concept album-wise, that we would love to see made into a movie?
Okay. Yeah, because there are bands coming out with concept shit all the time.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Some killer prog metal stuff, too.
I mean, I was surprised. I thought you'd pick The Astonishing by Dream Theater.
Which would be fun, but... I think better to go with something like, like an old classic.
Yeah, I would watch Operation Mindcrime, and then, again, mine was Them by King Diamond, being nice. The horror movie fan
that
I am.
The shit, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, anyway, let's go to our classics of the show. Got a classic here. This is a band that's popped up on, and I always mention this, it pops up on the iPod, and you're like, fuck, I forgot how much I love that song.
Nice.
That happens, right?
It happens here, there.
So the band is Thunderhead. Their album came out in 1993. Let's hold on. Almost 15 years ago.
Nice.
Hold on. No, I can't do math. 25, fuck, dude, we're fucking old, Holmes. We're fucking old, dude.
What is it?
That name of the record was called Killing of Style. Came out in 93 when I was married.
Yeah.
93. Fucking 25 years ago almost.
Yep.
Song's called Down in Desperation.
Nice.
I could have picked House of Swallow, but John May got too excited.
I'm hit.
So I'm going to go with Down in Desperation. So
thinking about the promises you kept from me for so long. Tried so hard to make you stay, but all I can do is wrong. But you could never trust in me. I see you found your way. My heart won't take this kind of treason. Don't wanna face the day. Just can't find my way back home. Going down in desolation. I just can't find my way back home.
All right, Pazan, you got a pick of our classic pick of the week.
A classic? Yeah. I like lately I've been getting into some older shit. And then this may seem a little obvious just because it was more commercially. But I really, always really liked Big City Nights by Scorpions.
Big Titty Nights?
That's the only way I ever sing it when I'm by myself, Holmes.
Oh, dude, I'll be in the car with Wifey. I'm like, Big Titty! Big Titty Nights!
She's sitting there like, shut up! Oh, let me see those titties! You give me money!
She didn't like that, Holmes.
She's a little offended, Holmes.
A little bit.
Let's do it.
I got something for you. Only for you. Not for me. Not for that guy over there, but for me.
Exactly.
Actually, I was pretty excited when this came out, because I dug Jafria. You were ever in Jafria?
I know the name. I remember people talked about him.
Remember
but
that
I could...
song? Call to the heart. Here we call it to the heart.
I remember it sounding a little different, but yeah, I remember it.
Singing in harmony with me. I need your help. So anyway, David Glenn Isley and Craig Goldie got back together and was like, you know, we're too lazy to name this thing. We're just going to call it Isley Gold. Because Greg's not here. Greg's out selling real estate and shit like that. He's a busy guy.
He's flipping burgers.
Yeah, he's got shit going on.
He's making fucking flapjacks.
So they came out with this record called Blood, Guts, and Games. We have blood, we have guts, and we have some games to play, too.
It's fantastic.
It's bloody fantastic, it is. How about we go with Lies I Can Live With? Because, you know, he told the live, he's like, you know what, I can live with that one. I lied to you, but you know what, it wasn't that bad. I can live with that.
Dude, they're fucking shredding, dude.
Let's do it. You're going to Udio, aren't you? You're going to go see Duck Shenanigans Live, aren't you?
I have to, dude. I'm under a spell,
I told you, it's fucking awesome, man.
I've been hypnotized.
Hypnotized. I told you it's fucking awesome.
I wish you would have just fucking
listened.
Yeah. If you would have told me, that would have meant something.
And if you would have listened, it would have been great.
But you never fucking tell me anything. I feel like I'm in the crowd, Holmes, and my eyes are adjusting. I can see.
No shit, we're all fucked. Am I wasted or my eyes just fucked up here? Hello, Fräulein.
Guten Tag! Deutschland! They're like, you're in fucking Chicago.
All the German guys are just like, what the fuck's he saying? Why is he speaking English?
He's the man, Holmes.
Dude, I met Udo when he used to speak any English back in the 80s.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Because we were all pissed off. I've told the story before on the show. It was Saxon on Crusader and Accept on Balls to the Wall tour.
Damn.
And they were playing Cardi's.
What a bill, dude.
And they turned it into a 21 and up show.
Fuckers.
Yeah, I was in high school. We had tickets. We got our money back.
And you were only like 8?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go. Fuck.
I was 5.
I was on my BMX bike, dude. I was riding up there. Let me in.
Exactly.
So, a little current pick of the week?
Yeah. What's your current pick of the week?
I'm thinking a little trivia, Holmes.
I love the trivia, Holmes.
Yeah, it's a
good
great
shit.
Yeah,
it's hot shit.
The latest album, The Sin and the Sentence.
You say, I'm going to make a sin, and then I'm going to write a sin. It's on the page. Yes. Explain me sin.
It's a serious fucking track. This is called The Heart From Your Hate, Holmes.
Everything repeats. It's easier to cut us down and point our defeat. It's easy to be right when everything repeats. Dig below the surface, find your insecurities. Tell me, maybe you were right, maybe I was wrong, but I've been silent for far too long. Maybe you were right, maybe I should go, but I've been far too long. What will it take to rip the heart from your hate? What will it take? What will it take to rip the heart from your hate? To rip the heart from your hate.
Holmes, hateful, Holmes. Why would you play that?
Because it's from my heart.
You got a lot of hate in you, don't you?
Yeah.
He's like, I have so much hate, you don't even see it.
And? Can I help you?
Well, guys, we have a great fucking interview for you. Sorry we babbled on so much in our Christmas show.
Typical.
The kicks and kisses. But for you on New Year's, we're going to do you a fucking favor.
Fucking solid.
Oni fucking Logan from Lynch Mob. We did this last month. Oni was fucking awesome. Took us back.
Oh, yeah.
Showed us some fucking red carpet and said, guys, come in here. Let's chat.
He said, make this fucking happen.
Yeah, so you probably seen some videos, or maybe not. Gagus is working on a page with all the guys that have said the slogan, and you will be seeing that soon.
Yep.
And we're going to try to get a little more content up in 2018. I think that was kind of our New Year's resolution for 2017.
Right.
So I know we slacked off really hard in November. We to late December. We had like a month lag time, but we both had some shit going on. So we're trying to get better.
Exactly.
But that said, guys, as always, thank you for the support. We hope to get you more content, sooner than what we've been doing, but life hits us in the fucking balls every once in a while, so When things are going smooth, you get more from us. When things are not going so smooth, we're a little bit slower to get there. But that guy, he's in a wheelchair to fucking say, I'm going to fucking rock.
I'm going to carry you for the next 30 miles.
But anyway, we want to give you two big horns.
This is Oney Logan from the Lynch Mob, and you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show. Horns up!
You are live, I mean really live, at Concert Pub Fountains here in Houston, Texas, with one of my favorite vocalists and one of my favorite bands, Mr. Oney Logan from Lynch Mob. Give it up, people. Oney, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Houston. I know you've just come back from England. Can you tell us what you guys were doing over there?
Well, we started off the tour with Skid Row in, I believe, Detroit. We did a theater together. That was a fantastic evening, since we both have history together. We've known the Skids for a long time. After that, went to, I believe, Michigan and did a show on our own, and then we went up straight up to Canada and did Toronto, and then did the capital of Canada, Ottawa. I contacted a cold. That was a bummer. So by the time we came back down to B.B. King's in Manhattan, it was a bit scary for me, but the following morning before we left to the UK, the boys took me to urgent care, and I got some medicine, and I was able to pull off the shows in the UK. As soon as we landed, we played that night, which is unheard of, but we had to do it because of scheduling and everything. So we started off in Sheffield, where the Def Leppard boys came up from. Then we went to Birmingham, where Black Sabbath came from, played the Slade Rooms there. And then we went straight up to North Wales, where we opened up for the Black Star Riders on a weekend festival. I think it was called Hard Rock Hell Festival. And we ended up in the London O2 Islington in London. And now we're back. We had one day off at home, and we're sitting now in your presence right now.
Awesome, man.
Ready to do the pub fountains tonight.
You got to be wore out. Let me ask you this real quick, and then we're going to jump into the record. But, the jet lag, what does that do to you? England, I think there's six... Well, you're from L.A., so yeah. I don't know what the 8 hours. So What's that do to your voice? As a vocalist, I think it'd be harder on you than the other guys trying to adjust to say, oh, shit, we're here. I don't have any sleep. I didn't sleep on the plane. How did you adjust getting over there? Was it just pure adrenaline?
Pure adrenaline, yes. normally when you go to, you know, to overseas or go down to Australia or something like that, you arrive and you it's civilized and you go to the hotel, you know, you eat something, you go to bed, and the next day is the show day. But as we had it this time, we were not fortunate enough to have that luxury, so we showed up like Vikings, and we mind over matter, and we got up on stage. We went straight to sound check, went to the hotel. I think we slept an hour, and got up and did our job. And it's not easy, but for a singer, it is quite a task. Only because you know, we need body rest, sleep for the voice, rest for the voice. Plus, I was sick on top of it, so that was a big bummer for me. But but my voice held up true and blue, and we were able to knock out all four shows in the UK in a row without a hitch.
That's awesome. Well, let's jump into... Well, first off, I want to mention Rebel. Rebel was such a great record. I love that record. The last time I saw you was on that tour, like we discussed right before we started the interview. Where did you guys start writing for the Brotherhood and from Rebel? And could you say there's a major difference from Rebel to Brotherhood as far as stylistically of the music, or is it just a continuation of where you guys were with Rebel?
And, you know, we just do what we do. George just brings the guitar riffs to me, and we'll sort through them, and we'll sit down. And with Rebel, it was more of a concentrated creative start to it, because it was just me, George, and our engineer, Chris the Wizard, who's been doing our last past couple of recordings. And with Rebel, we just, it was like building blocks, making, we put electronic drums first that were later replaced by Brian Tichy on drums, who did a fantastic job on Rebel. And then the bass playing was played by Chris for the pre-production, and then it was replaced by Jeff Pilson. Going into Rebel, it was more concentrated in the sense that, well, okay, we have this part, and let's try a few other parts. Compared to the Brotherhood, we invited Sean and Jimmy into the fold, because we already had done some miles together, we've toured together, and we decided that we wanted to have a band feel to it. So we all got into a room and started hashing out music and everything, and then I would take it home and start working on the theme and the lyrics for it. And that's how that's the difference. It's just when you bring in different energy, different people, the synergy changes a bit. So I think with the Brotherhood, it's a little bit more of a rock and roll feel instead of with the microscopic eye in the studio kind of creation.
Yeah, this one seems a little bit more organic than Rebel. I get where you're coming from. I got it as a fan and as a listener. I was like, this one's a little bit more raw, more organic.
Yeah.
I love Rebel. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I have a suggestion for your set list. If you do it tonight, I'd be very thankful. Sanctuary. What a song. I asked her how many times I've heard, I just cranked that while we're barbecuing outside. It's just the groove, your vocals, and I start doing all, you can ask her. We're getting about to get into the Brotherhood here, but I make an ass of myself because I love your vocals, man. You're just awesome vocalist. You can feel what you're singing. So the Brotherhood, one of the first tracks, and I caught you outside, that's really grabbed me is I'll Take Miami. What's the song about? All I know is I'm walking around all day saying, I'll take Miami. And then when you're like getting into that verse, right after the beginning, you get into that verse, I just start like moving and grooving and stuff. It's just a killer, killer song.
Seem to do in the morning, honey, I'll be calling back you.
thank you. Yeah, I'll take Miami. I grew up in South Florida. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, the area of Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach. I was a kid that was a skateboarder, and I loved going to the beach and doing all the skateboard parks and everything. I was one of those kind of young guys, long hair down on my back, you know, down on my butt. But I did a lot of time. Later in life, when I became a musician, I used to hang out down in Miami before Miami became popular. And I used to hang out at this place called Woody's, which was Ron Wood's club that he had down there. And I used to go see people like Bo Diddley and stuff like that down mm-hmm. there. And so, you know, Miami has a fondness in my heart for Miami. I grew up in that area. I did a lot of studio work down there. I played Hollandale at the Agora Ballroom, which turned into the Button South, the Treehouse. If anybody knows any bands, they'll remember those key places where we all played. So I came up from Florida. So it was my little ode to South Florida and Miami. The nights going out and having a good time mm-hmm. and all the girls out there and having fun and, you know, guys and everything. So it was my little ode to I'll take Miami, let the good times roll.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And, dude, killer song, very good groove to it. Another one I want to bring up is Where We Started. Another solid track. And there's one part when you're going, this is the end. And then, I'm sorry, not even holding the candle to you. Yeah. It almost has, it reminds me of Whitesnake's Is Still the Night. And that one part, dun, dun. That's pretty cool. I don't know if that was just, hey, it happened or what, or it was intentional. But can you tell us a little bit about that song?
You know, with all relationships, you have your peaks and valleys. And this was my way of just venting on a relationship that I had in the past. And for that part that you're talking about, the middle eight part where it says, this is the end, this uh-huh. is the end, baby. You know?
Yeah.
So everybody has those relationships, you know, in going through life. And it was just looking back on a relationship I had a few years ago, and I got angry with it. So
turned out great.
Back to where we started.
It's awesome. Was there a song on the record that was real challenging to get and you maybe thought it didn't? Wasn't going to make the record, and then maybe turned out to be your favorite track on the record? Was there one that was particularly hard for you guys to say, yeah, that's definitely going to make it, or...
Yeah, that's... Last Call Lady.
With your sad eyes on, God's got good reason.
and it's a little different than some of the other stuff on the record. It's a little bit more, I wouldn't say softer, but a little bit more maybe commercial sounding opposed to the rest of the record.
That's right. I think with Last Call Lady, it started off with like this kind of Yardbirds, Jimmy Page kind of riff. You know, I kind of mouthed that riff to George, and I was like, off time, bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. And so he caught on to it, and I was like, yeah, let's think about, like, you know, the Yardbirds before Zeppelin got together, you know, and put the, you know, put the snare on there, like, you know, dance to the music, you know. So I didn't think that was going to make it, purely for the fact that I really didn't have anything for it. But once I got into the studio, I wrote it on the spot, and it kind of came out. It was a redheaded stepchild, and it turned out to be a swan for me.
Well, it's a great, great song. Let me ask you this for guys that haven't seen you guys live in a while. I've been fortunate to see you twice here in the last couple of years. Have you guys thought about doing a live DVD or something in the future, or is that, let's just go out and play and we'll do another record, maybe think about something like that?
We would love to do a live DVD. It just all comes down to a perfect venue, a 2 or 3 night venture, because you know, you have to have the cameras rolling, so one night could be great on a couple of songs and then the next night could be great on the other songs. But yes, we're very interested in wanting to do a live DVD, but you know, hopefully that'll happen at some point. I know that shows are getting better and bigger for us as we fold into 2018, so one never knows. We might just have that live DVD. It just has to be a special, you know, when you just don't want to do it on a, you know, it takes time. It takes, you know, a film crew. It takes the whole bit, you know, and you don't want to just do it at one place and then another place. You kind of want to keep it all the same, but having, you know, at least 2 or 3 show nights.
I agree. I know. I think Y&T did that with theirs, as they're from San Francisco, so they played a certain place 3 times, so stuff like that.
Sure.
As far as set list and what guys can expect on tour here, what can guys expect, and how are you pulling from the set list? Are you pulling a lot of old stuff, or are you mixing the new? Because I'm one of the guys that loves a lot of the new stuff, so I kind of want to see it, but I know there's the classic fans that want to hear the first record.
We're mixing it up right now. We're trying to be, you know, we're trying to give everybody a little bit of everything. We're only performing 2 songs, two new songs from the Brotherhood. A third one will be, you know, added on, which will be the third video that we just had taken, just had shot for Miles Away.
Oh, nice.
But that's not going to happen tonight, sorry to say. But
I'll take Miami.
I'll take Miami. will most likely happen too, because I want to do a lot of songs off that new Brotherhood album. It's just a matter of just having the time to rehearse it a bit. You know, we didn't have much time to do that before we got called out to for our obligations, you know. So right now, so what we have is 2 new songs for you, and then we'll slowly incorporate 3, 4 from the Brotherhood.
Awesome. Well, last thing, I just want to say, you guys are one of those bands, and it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of music that comes out these days, but you're a band that whenever you put out something new, I get excited. And even if I get a download to review the record, I go buy the thing too, because I know it's going to be solid.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, you know, with George doing 100 million things, I don't know if you're still doing the Dio Disciples.
Yeah, I'm going. I just came back from the UK, and I'm going back on the 2nd. I'm going back out there to do the Hologram tour as one of the singers.
Oh,
It'll be me and the Ripper. Ripper Owens will be handling the vocal duties along with the Hologram, Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, what I was getting to was, it seems like you guys are putting out product on a fairly regular basis. It looks like Lynch Mob is building up steam, because you're one of those bands, to me, like I said, I think you guys are getting stronger the older you get with the material you're putting out. Is everybody still in it pretty much for the long haul, or is it, we're going to do a tour, then everybody's going to do their own thing, and maybe in a couple of years we'll do it again, or are you guys on kind of a schedule?
I think we could just keep it open. I mean, I've already talked to George about, well, let's start writing some new songs when we have the time. You know, of course, he's got a other projects, and I would like to do other projects too as well. But my main focus and my main pride is the Lynch Mob, because we have history, and the chemistry between George and I seems to work well. Oh, yeah. And the results, I'm quite happy with the results. So I'm always rooting to do the Lynch Mob first. So we have spoken about possibly starting some writing when we get a minute to do that. You know, I've got to go out to Deal Disciples and do the run and promote, honor the legacy and the music of Ronnie James Dio. So I've got that, and then George has got some other recording obligations. But we always hold a fond place in our heart for LM.
That's awesome. Last question. I see you're drinking a beer, and I'm very jealous right now. Part of our show is we review beer and talk heavy metal. Mm-hmm. Are you a beer guy, or is it just something to kind of get the pipes wet before you go do sound check?
It tickles the whistle. No, I like IPA beers, and I like red wine, and I like to enjoy life, and at this point in my life, since we're kind of heritage kind of guys, I'm not going to mention how old I am, but since I'm considered a classic kind of guy, I like to have fun out on the road too as well, within reason,
Sure.
Yeah.
What are you drinking now?
An IPA.
What's your favorite IPA right now?
Well, I like, of course I like, the Goose, IPA Goose beer. I like also, there's a great 8.1 beer. It's called Mr. Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If you haven't heard
it, nice segue.
if you haven't heard of it, get it, because it will give you it'll put a hem in your dress.
Nice. Well, the craft beer revolution is huge, as you know. Put your hands over yours. If you get the chance that they have it in here, there's a local brewery in Houston called Brash.
Okay.
And they have a beer. It's an IPA called Pussy Wagon or Pussadilla. It's a quote from the Kill Bill movies.
Okay.
And the guys are awesome. They're friends of ours, and they've been on our show too.
Okay,
so
I'll ask for it.
Definitely do. It's a great IPA.
Before I leave.
definitely. Well, Odie, before we let you go today, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
I'd like to say thanks for all your continued support. We appreciate you all coming down to the shows, and also, looking into our new recordings and being there for us. We have a lot of true blue, core hard fans that come back, and we love to see our familiar faces all the time. So whenever you can come by and we're in your neighborhood or within driving distance, please come on down and say hello. We appreciate you.
Well, Oney, we want to thank you for coming on the Genghis and Ragman show here on therighttorock.com. We want to tell all the fans to check out Lynch Mob Live, as well as picking up their brand new record, The Brotherhood, out now on Rat Pack Records. Oney, it was an honor to talk to you, man. So cool. Hopefully you can do this again someday.
Thank you, Ragman. You rock on, my bro.
Sonic X, Adam and Joseph have lent us 13 to finish the show. So what you're listening to right now is 13 by Sonic X. So check them out and keep checking us out. And horns up.